After October the 7th and the escalation of the war in Gaza in 2023, Christmas was cancelled in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. But this year, celebrations were back at the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. A huge tree adorns Manger Square at the Church of the Nativity, and crowds gathered for a midnight mass. It was as much a signal to the local community as to the wider world. But the celebrations have been muted. There were no fireworks amid ongoing concern about Gaza and the ever-shrinking Christian community in the Palestinian territories. Daniel Anton Akleig is a Christian minister with the Prayer and Healing Church in Bethlehem. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell me about Christmas. How was it?
Well, Christmas, as we are preparing for this Christmas, it's been a little bit a lot, because the last Christmas that we had really actually Christmas with lots of tourists was in 2022. So because of the war on Gaza, the number of tourism went to zero, and lots of things has not been doing really good. For the past 2 years, Bethlehem have canceled, or lots of articles have been written about Bethlehem, that Bethlehem canceled Christmas. Actually, Christmas is never canceled, only the Christmas lights and all that. Even last year, there was Christ in the rubble. The idea that if Christ was born today, where he would be born. If we look in the Bible, we see that Jesus was born at a time where it was darkness, it was occupation. But we thank God that finally, after 2 years, Christmas is back with the Christmas tree. And the boys, scouts that came out to welcome the patriarch. The atmosphere this year sent a message of Christmas of hope than just Christmas of feasts and fun. And it is it was very nice to go to the Manger Square last night and to witness the mass from outside, and also to hear Christmas carols again sang in the manger square.
Tell me about the tourists. I was in Bethlehem a couple of months ago. It still seemed pretty quiet. Have you had a return of tourists?
We have been few tourists this year. Like, compared to last year, it was close to zero. This year we had some tourists that came from all around the world, but mainly also the most audience were both actually Christians and Muslims, and also the same Arabs who comes from Israel also have been joined in the Christmas masses and services.
Do you think it's enough to boost the economy?
Well, if we look at what is happening in Gaza and what is happening in the West Bank, it is not enough, because there is the collapse of economy, the raids of the settlers, the limitation of movement for the people of Palestine to go inside Israel. And it is very hard to actually live a normal life.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Daniel Anton Akle, a Christian minister with the Prayer and Healing Church in Bethlehem. You mentioned settler violence. There's been a sharp rise in settler attacks and restrictions in movement in the West Bank. How much does that affect Bethlehem?
Well, it does It does affect Bethlehem a lot, actually, because when we talk about Bethlehem, we're talking about the Bethlehem governorate. That's three major cities and also three refugee camps. There are refugees from 1948. And also 30 different villages around Bethlehem. So if like a person wants to come from a village to another village or from a village that is around Bethlehem to here, there are checkpoints. These checkpoints, more than 300 checkpoints were installed after the war. So these checkpoints is to control every city, not like only city, every village and town around the city of Bethlehem. So, and we have the soldiers that they would open the checkpoint or like, let's say the gate, or they would close it. Without any prior notice to the people, actually.
Testing times. Daniel Anton Ackley, thank you so much for joining us on this Boxing Day. Oh, it's still Christmas night for you, of course.
Yes, thank you. And we also send a message of hope and unity among everything that we are going through. We have the resilience and the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Prince of Peace, that he will come with his peace and justice to the land and unity.